You're listening to Dear Ginger Lad, a virtual advice show on virtually everything. I'm your host, full-time New York City nightlife entertainer, Ginger Lad. I take your questions weekly and give honest, heartfelt advice on finding your truth and living your very best life. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Yes, 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 you have found me. This is Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. I am your host, Ginger Lad. I'm a full-time nightlife entertainer based out of the beautiful city of New York. And you have found me. So glad you are here watching this on Instagram Live or listening to the podcast or watching this later on YouTube. I'm so glad that you have found me and I'm so happy that you're here. Oh, I gotta tell you, I've got so much gossip for you today. I barely got ready. I barely got ready for the show. So many shenanigans were going on, and perhaps I'll tell you about them a little bit later. I'm going to pin some information down here below, especially if you're watching this on Instagram Live. It's going to give you all sorts of information about how to support the podcast. You can support the podcast on Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and on Patreon. And you can find all that information either in my bio or at gingerlad, that's LADD.com. How are we feeling about this hat today that I'm wearing, huh? This little petite unit. Yes. Yes. I think she's looking cute. And I know that if you're listening to the podcast, you don't get the full effect. But if you'd like, later on, you'll find pictures of me over on Instagram at the gingerlad, LADD. Follow the Ginger Lad for all sorts of spicy, juicy videos and pictures almost daily. Hello to everybody in the room today. You know, it's been a moment, and here is why. I did not feel well for about 10, 11, 12 days. I actually didn't feel very good. And I was really dragging. And I thought I'd do a disservice to the podcast and trying to get up into it and answer your important questions. Now remember, you can ask us live questions, especially for those of you who are watching this on Instagram Live. Yes, your questions take priority over everyone else's questions. All you need to do is click that question mark icon down below, write a short question, and I'll answer it live here today in the show. Now, again, y'all just did really, really well. We have pages and pages of very juicy questions today. We have questions about wedding. We have questions about adoption. We have a question about a babysitter and the husband. No, really. We have got some juicy questions today, and I cannot wait to dive all in. Yes, your questions become priority if you're watching this on Instagram Live. Just hit that question mark icon down below if you would like to know anything. Now, I do need to remind you, just in case you forgot, I am not a doctor or a licensed psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor. No, I'm none of those things. And if you're having an emergency, you need to stop listening or watching to this, and you need to call 911 or emergency services in your location. And if you are dealing with mental health issues, and you live in the United States, you can go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.org or call 1-800-273-8255. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in English and in Spanish. And I'm seeing so many wonderful people in the room with me tonight. Oh, I do wish that you were here personally because the hair is twice as large than that you can actually see within frame. I think I have some lipstick on. Oh, look at that. Yeah. I'm a real lady. And my teeth are covered in lipstick. Well, you know, it's live TV. Anything can happen. Why don't y'all talk amongst yourselves while I wipe off half a tube of lipstick off my teeth? Yeah. There we go. Hey, I'm a real gal who gets lipstick on her teeth and... All right. Now, remember, I'm going to be reading questions here of a sensitive nature. If there are young listeners in the room, or you're listening to this on the podcast, or watching this later on YouTube, and you can't handle sex, drugs, politics, religion, if those things are going to get your panties in a bunch, this is not the podcast for you. But if you do like talking about those things, come a little closer. Sit down, relax with your good Judy, Ginger Lad, while we dissect some crazy questions. You know, I just recently did something. I started to go into groups and solicit questions. And by soliciting questions from Facebook groups and Reddit groups, well, I think I've got questions for days, and I tried to pick some of the best ones that I came across this last week. I'd like to say hello very quickly to some special people in the room, including Maddie, Daniel, Michael, Bjorn, Arthur, Hank, Sylvia, and Nicole. Welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. All right, let's get started with a few questions, shall we? Yes. Now, as you know, the format here at Dear Ginger Lad is you provide me questions. I provide you with an incredibly biased opinion. That's right. Just my opinion. And if you disagree, feel free to take feel free to put it in the comments below. If you disagree or you agree with my advice that I am giving people today. All right. Let's just dive in today without too much more. All right. Dear Ginger Lad, I have been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 5 years. Oh, this is a long question. Now, you're going to have to stay with me. Stay here. This is a story. All right. So, but it's a good one. All right. So, been in a relationship with boyfriend for 5 years. He finally proposed last year, and our wedding will take place this fall. I've always dreamed of a fairy tale wedding, and we are pulling out all the stops. Well, I think that maybe you could invite me, especially if you are having a fantastic wedding, and I think that I could attend. Anyway, I have an amazing relationship with my family, but my fiancé doesn't. They barely talk and rarely see each other. And I'm going to have to assume in this that you mean your fiancé's family and not your family. So your fiancé doesn't talk to his family, but you have a great relationship with yours. Got it. My fiancé said that growing up with his parents and extended family was a nightmare and that they could never accept him as a gay man. Oh. I had the opposite experience, so much so that I didn't even come out. I just brought home the boy I dated in high school home to dinner. Wow. Oh, that's nice. The advice I need is this. I want to have an amazing wedding with as many friends and relatives there to see our special day. But my fiancé has refused to extend invitations to most of his family. This does not work for me. We are getting married in a church. How is it going to look when my side of the church is filled and his side, okay, wait a second, and his side barely has anyone in it? How am I going to explain why his parents aren't there? I'm currently hatching a plan to contact his mother and invite all of his families without him knowing it. Are you kidding? Oh, I hope that you're watching this right now, or I hope that you'll watch this later. Wait a second. So you're going to go behind your fiance's back and contact his mother and invite the family that he doesn't want at the wedding? Wait, it goes on. So, it would be such a great surprise, and I think it would solve all of our problems. my friends thinks that this is a terrible idea. Yeah. What advice do you have, signed, going to the chapel? Let me get some lipstick off my teeth and I'm gonna go in hardcore on this person. All right, wait a second. This, yeah, at least he has good friends, right? At least he has got good friends. I, you know what the advice I would give you? Cancel the wedding. Cancel the wedding. You're not ready. You're, oh my God, there's so much to dissect in this. I don't know where to start. All right, so let's start with this because I circled a word here. Mm-hmm. You described your future wedding as it's a fairy tale. Well, that's where you went wrong first off. Fairy tales don't exist. We live in the real world with real problems and we need real solutions. And you need to wake up, princess, because this is not just your wedding. This is a wedding party that includes everyone's feelings. And if you can't take your future husband's feelings into account, this is making me shake. Did you see that? That's making my hands shake a little bit. So you've always dreamed of a fairy tale wedding. First off, wake up, princess, because there is no such thing as a fairy tale. Fairy tales are fake. They're fantasy. They're made up. All right? We live in the real world, and you've got a situation here that you're about to really screw up on. Ooh, I hope you're watching this. You know, I love asking these questions to random people now. I really don't have to worry about saying what I really want to say. I mean it. First off, I think that you should cancel the wedding. I think you should cancel the wedding. I don't think you're ready. I don't think that you understand what a wedding is or what it symbolizes of two people coming together. And princess, I don't care about your fairy tale that you've got this convoluted idea up in your head about it's got to be so perfect. You know, you're about to ruin this day for your fiance. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? You're about to be so selfish as to go and dishonest as to go behind the back of your fiance and invite people to the wedding that he has explicitly said to you to not invite. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Who dropped you on your head for you to think that this is the good idea for your little fantasy fairy tale wedding? Cancel the wedding. Cancel the wedding. And I encourage you tonight to have a nice sit-down conversation and play this for your fiancé. Play this for your fiancé. Honey, if you're listening to this, get out now. Or you all need to start going to some counseling. Because the party who wrote this question has no idea what it means to be in a partnership. Let's just go to the next sentence, right? All right. So your fiance said that growing up with his parents and extended family was a nightmare. Then take his word for it. Let's just go to worst case scenario. It could be a possibility that they tortured him, they were physically abusive, that there was sexual abuse. You haven't written everything here. You did write me a story about your fairy tale, but you've not written to me why this was such a... It doesn't matter. He doesn't want them there. You might be inviting someone to the wedding that heavily abused him as a child. Heavily abused him as a child. Someone who physically hurt him, sexually hurt him, tortured this man that you want to get married to, and you want to invite them to the wedding? Grow up. Grow up. Let's go to the next sentence here. All right. You want to have an amazing wedding and you don't know how you're going to explain how one side of the church is filled with all of your people that you've invited, and he barely has any. Then my advice is, don't do it that way. You don't have to segregate a wedding in which one party has all of their people on one side and one party has all of their people on the other side in the church. What year is this? What Victorian, like, ideal do you have? You're not Cinderella. You're not a princess. Oh my God. This doesn't sound almost real to me, but I have a feeling that there are people out there that exist exactly like this. So you said that you don't know how you're going to explain it if your side of the church is filled. I think that you want your side of the church filled. I think that you want everybody to see how popular you are and how many people you can have on your side of the aisle. Knock it off. Don't do that. When you have people coming there, mix them up. Why do you want to put your fiance in the position of looking like they don't have a lot of people at the wedding? What is fundamentally wrong with you that you want to make a proclamation to the world that you've got more family and friends than he has? Cancel the wedding. You are not ready for it. In fact, you need to get professional help. You say something else in this question. You say something else in this question, which I really don't understand. How am I going to explain that his parents aren't there? To who? You are an adult. You don't have to explain anything. Let me just play this out for you. Hey, I'm wondering why John's parents aren't here. I don't want to talk about it. That's it. That's all. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. That's a sensitive subject. We're not ready to discuss that. The end. You know, you in particular are that type of gay that really, really wants to stir. Oh, my God. You want to stir up some shit. And the person that you're going to hurt the most is your future fiance. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Anybody in the comments here on Instagram Live think that I'm wrong? Thank God that you wrote in, because you did say that your friends think that this is a terrible idea. On behalf of Dear Ginger Lad and the population at large, this is one of the most asinine ideas I've ever heard, and one of the most self-serving, selfish ideas about what a marriage is. Wake up, sweetheart. There's no such thing as a fairy tale. And if you loved him, you would never go behind his back. Call the wedding off. That was a, you know, I've been sitting on that question for 3 days. I had that question 3 days ago, and I force myself to try to not think about this, but my subconscious does rattle around with this, and I don't know who this person is, but I want to let you know. You're dumb. You're not right in the head. You're not right in the head. How is everybody doing tonight? Do you have a question for me? You know that my Instagram family, you get priority. That's right. Priority to answer questions. All you need to do is write a short question, hit that question mark icon down below, and your question becomes more important than this princess who's trying to have a perfect wedding. Oh, Mom, can you believe that? That's right. Out, get out of here. Blessed. So happy to have all of my Instagram family with me. If you are listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube later, become a part of my Instagram family by going to Instagram at the Ginger Lad, LADD. And you can find me there. Lovely. Let's just slide on in to the next question. This is another doozy. Here we go. Saddle up. I think that there's something wrong with the planets or the moon or the alignment of the stars, because I have a lot of questions like that first one. Here we go. Dear Ginger Lad, what advice can you give my husband and I about adoption? I'm specifically worried that I won't be a great mom due to the way that I was brought up. All right. I do understand that. My family was very abusive, and I don't know if I would be a good parent. Is there some kind of way that we can do a trial adoption? And if it doesn't work out, we could just give the child back. Thanks for the advice. Oh, that's, you know, I was very forthright with the last question on telling them to cancel the wedding. Cancel the wedding. And in this one, I would say, you're not ready to be a parent. If that's how you feel about this, you know, when I get very, very tired, let me explain. So we're an adoptive family, right? We're an adoptive family. My husband and I were together for 15 years. 14 and a half years when we decided that we were very ready to adopt. And adoption is not how exactly like you think about it. It's not, a lot of people have the misconception that you go to the puppy yard and you pick a puppy and then it's yours. And if it doesn't work out, you can take them back. And that's what this person is specifically saying. But no. Think about all the psychological damage that you would do if you were to make a commitment to a child only to take them back when things don't work out. Adoption doesn't work like that. What? I understand that you're worried about your past and how your mother treated you and everything. This question doesn't make you not a candidate to adopt, but this is not how adoption works. Adoption is a forever commitment. We had a class. My husband and I had to take courses in order. We went through the system of foster to adopt. So you become a certified foster family, then you can adopt your child after 6 months, that kind of thing. That's what we did. And it was, I live in New York State, and I know that every state and jurisdiction is different, but it kind of runs that way throughout the United States. You have to go to classes. You have to get a big understanding of what adoption is and what kind of commitment that you're making. And basically, during the entire time, you're kind of showing the adoption agency that you are ready to adopt. All right. So there was a class that we took. I'm going to say it was a class 3 or 4, or might have even been the first one. I don't know. And we had to sit around and hypothesize, what if we adopted and our child set the house on fire? Or your new child killed your pet? Or your new child got arrested for drugs? What would you do? Well, do you know what you would do? You would do what any other parent would do. You would deal with it. These kids have been through so much. Just think about some kid having to live at a state or city-run adoption agency amongst hundreds of other kids. And they get the call that they've been chosen. And let me get back to that in a second about them being chosen, because honestly, they have to choose you too. You bring them into the home, and what? they break a rule, they'd say something nasty to you, and you constantly threaten to take them back, what kind of psychological damage would you do to that kid? That is not how adoption works. This is not getting a kitten or a puppy. This is a human being with feelings and past trauma. So my advice to this particular person is, I'm not sure that you are ready for adoption, but the very least that you could do is start the process and going to classes and verbalizing these thoughts in your class. And they can do a better job than I can on bringing you to the right frame of mind. And if you can't really get to that frame of mind, then there would be a decision made that you are just not a candidate yet to be a parent. Ooh, I like what someone just wrote here. Someone just wrote that they wouldn't even treat an animal this way. And you're exactly right. I shouldn't have said it that way, should I have? I shouldn't have said it that way. You got me good there. You're right. When you adopt an animal, there shouldn't be this process of you're going to try them out, and if you don't like them, you're going to dump them on somebody else or try to take them back. You're right. You're right. And I appreciate about being corrected on that. I'm going to see if there's someone in particular in here. Yes. Now, when I put on my wigs and everything like that, I do this whole number to my head. And I haven't worn a wig in a couple of weeks. And it is really, really hurting me right now. And I'm going to just put a request out. If my husband is watching, honey, feel free to come in here because I really need a couple of Tylenol. My head is killing me. And that leads me into another question here that I've got. Remember, if you've got a question that you would like answered live during the show, and for me to call out your name and say hello to you, all you have to do is you hit that button down below with the question mark, submit a question, and you will get priority over everyone else. All right. Did I wrap that question up? Again, my advice to the people who want to adopt, go to the classes. Go to the classes. The classes are designed to weed out people who have false ideas about what adoption is. Mr. Ladd, no one minds that you are naked. Come on in. Thank you so much for bringing me some Tylenol. And thank you for that last question. Now, this is going to be instantaneous for those of you who are watching Dear Ginger Lad Virtual Advice on virtually everything. We're going to take a short break. It's going to be 3 seconds on Instagram, but on the podcast and on YouTube, there will be a small advertisement. Please stay tuned, and we will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. My name is Ginger Lad, and my wig is on tight. Thank you very much. Since Mr. Ladd is here right now, I'd like to remind you that at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll have our very own show. It's an intimate lounge show called Rendezvous. That's right, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hopefully, these Tylenol have kicked in by then. All right. And you know, nothing helps your Tylenol PM go down better than a licensed Ginger Lad tumbler. That's right. Licensed Ginger Lad tumbler makes every headache go away. Now, we were talking about wigs, weren't we? And I did have a question from a baby queen. Yes! And I think that you'll find this interesting. And if you don't worry. The question's only about 3-4 minutes long. All right. we're on the subject of my wig hurting. I put it on a little too tight. It is a very huge wig. I know that you can't see it on the podcast, but it's only fair to show people who watch this on Instagram Live. This is a very, very big wig. This was made by Butch Queens. This was made by Butch Queens. And I got her in an auction, and this is the first time I wore her, so I wanted to make sure she was on tight and right. But I did it a little too tight and not so right. All right. We have a question here. Dear Ginger Lad. That's me. My name is Lynn, a.k.a. Sugar Plum. I've been struggling with restyling my wigs lately, and I was wondering if you can give me some advice. When you wash your wigs, what types of shampoos or conditioners do you use? In addition, do you make sure all the hairspray is brushed out before you wash? Sorry for the questions. I'm just starting out, and I don't want to mess up my wigs. Stay safe. Love, Sugar Plum, NYC. That's Sugar, S-H-U-G-A, Plum, NYC. Well, thank you very much for the question, Sugar Plum. Here you go. I told you I'd answer this question today, and the short answer is you've basically got, before you wash your wigs, you've basically got to get everything out, and that includes your back combing. You know, all that back combing and all that teasing that you've placed in the base to make your hair big and voluminous and everything, you need to sit there. And it takes some time. And not only are you brushing out all the hairspray, but you're brushing out all of the back combing as well. You're then soaking the hair in a shampoo that doesn't have any sulfates or any kind of additives to it. And finally, you're going to take your wig and you're going to soak it in fabric softener. Like Downy. You're going to soak your wig in fabric softener, leave it overnight, and then thoroughly rinse it out. Hang it to dry, and then you're going to completely straighten the wig and then reset it. That's the only way to make sure that it's going to look right again. So that's the answer to that question. I hope that works for you, Sugar Plum. All right. All right, we've got a question here from someone who I think is fairly OCD. And remember, I could talk about a lot of these people now the way that I want to, because I solicit these questions from groups on Facebook. And until they come with pitchforks and you know, fire and everything like that, I think I can get away with being very honest with my answers. Dear Ginger Lad, there's a guy at my gym who constantly works out wrong. And it bothers me so much. He lifts wrong, uses the machines wrong, and I've seen him even give advice to others while working out. What would be a tactful way on saying something to this guy? Thanks. Pissed off at the gym. Well, oh, I love that this contributor thinks that I'm going to agree with the premise that you should say something to anybody at the gym. What gives you the right? Now, it's funny. I got this question almost a week ago, and then something happened to me today that made me think of this question. And I sort of understood what you were talking about, where you're coming from, and how this might bother you slightly, but why it should not. All right. So I saw a Instagram account today, and they used the wrong form of there. They were trying to write the word they are, and that's what they were implying in the name of their Instagram name. But they use the form T-H-E-I-R. And something about it really, really bothered me. They were using this in posters. They had made their Instagram account explicitly. You knew that it was supposed to be they are fill in the blank. And they used the wrong form of there. And I sat there for a second, probably a little too long, trying to think of how I would tell this stranger that they were using the wrong form of they are, or there. I ran through some scenarios, and every single scenario ended up with me looking like an asshole. It's not my business. That's right. It's not my business. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. I don't think I need to say much more about it. This isn't, why are you so concerned? And frankly, why aren't you concentrating on you and your workout? Why are you so stressed out about what's happening around you? And I feel that not only what I was doing today up in my head, I didn't act on it, but what you're expressing is very Karen. It's very, very Karen. You want to run the world. You want to micromanage everybody out there. Honey, we don't need your help. We don't need your help. Let them use the weights wrong. Let them use the machines wrong. Really, it's none of your business. Okay, someone has written something that whenever they feel that way, I try to remind myself that it's actually an opportunity to work on myself. I would like to hear more about that, because I think that's a very positive way to think of it. But I think we all do agree that this is very kind of Karen attitude, that you're very, very concerned about what someone else is doing at the gym. Concentrate on your shit. Are you perfect? Are you infallible? Are you? You're not. Listen, you've got things to work on. And it doesn't include everyone else's problems. If you want, you can become a drag queen and have an advice show. Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. And you can have a legitimate reason to tell everybody how to run their life. Cancel the wedding. But that's my job here. You've asked for my advice and I'm going to give it. The difference is the person lifting the weights has not asked for your advice and frankly doesn't want it and doesn't even know that you exist. Wake up, go to a different branch of the gym. You should not be staring down this person. My headache is not gone, by the way. My head is on fire. This wig is actually killing me, and it's been 2 weeks. Everything is just a little bit wrong today. The tuck is kind of hurting me a little bit. The corset is hurting me. I'm sweating sitting down. But thank you for your concern, Holland. I very much cancel your gym membership. No, don't cancel your gym membership. Just stop caring about what everybody else is doing. Honestly, you need to grow up. You need to grow up. I have a very naughty question. I've given yourself Sugar Plum. Welcome, Sugar Plum. I did answer your question, so you'll be able to watch this later. Are you interested in finding us later? Well, sometimes this doesn't save on Instagram, but it is always available as Dear Ginger Lad, the podcast. That's right. Dear Ginger Lad, the podcast can be found on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, and more. That's right. That's right, Sugar Plum. You can listen to the podcast when it's dropped, or you can go to youtube.com/gingerlad, LADD, and watch this entire episode and get the answers to your wig questions. Don't worry about it. It's going to be up later for you. I was about to say, I've saved this question because I hope that you have all had some of your go-go juice. I hope that you are enjoying and relaxing your evening. And I hope that children are not listening to this next question. If you need to pull that topper off, we will not judge. Pull my topper off. My topper? If you need to pull that topper off. This is all one unit. Are you talking about my hair? I mean, this is all blended together, but there's nothing to take off. I take this off and I have no hair. So this next question is spicy. And I have a feeling that someone was pulling my leg because I can't believe that something like this is real. Yeah, we're not pulling wigs off. We're not doing anything like that. This is all attached. This is all blended. This is a petite little double. And if there's no topper here, it's all attached. No, blister's worth it. Don't talk about blisters. All right. We've got a question here about the babysitter. And I really do recommend that if you do have children in the room, they shouldn't be listening to this next question. It is not right for them. Uh-uh.
It's just not.
Correct. All right, here we go. Dear Ginger Lad, I work as a babysitter for a family in my community. The mother works outside of the house and the father works from home several days a week. Do you see where this is going already? You see the fantasy that's happening? I don't know if I believe this one, but we'll go with it. Works as a babysitter for a family. Mom is out of the house. Dad works from home several days a week. They hired me to watch their children so that the father can get his work done uninterrupted. All right. Camp gaze. Lately, the father has been walking around the house without his shirt, wearing just a pair of shorts. He often compliments my appearance and is a great guy to his wife and his kids. The problem is that I'm falling for him. He is intelligent, kind, physically attractive, and always positive. I fantasize about telling him how I feel. And worse, I fantasize about kissing and more with him. Now, wait a second. Wait a second. Should I quit my job? This is misspelled. Should I quit my job? Should I tell my boss how I feel? It is getting harder and harder to control my urges, and I feel like I'm going to explode. What should I do? Oh, the room here on Instagram has got plenty to say about this. Wait a second now. A lot of people in the room are saying creepy dad. Why is it creepy dad? I believe that it's creepy babysitter, not the other way around. There is nothing in here that is toward. Toward. You know what I mean. There's nothing I don't think inappropriate. I can walk around my house without my shirt on, wearing a pair of shorts. He hasn't done... I don't think he's done anything wrong. Do you think that he's done something wrong? I don't. He hasn't approached her. He hasn't touched her. He has... Okay, so he's complimented the appearance. Like, but it doesn't say that he's said anything nasty. Oh, guys, I think that we're going to have a disagreement here. I think we're going to have a disagreement here because there's some people in the room that think that the dad is doing something wrong. Personally, I think that the babysitter is fetishizing the husband, but I don't think that... Did you ever see the movie The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? Do you remember that movie with Rebecca De Mornay? Remember? She was all hot to trot with Daddy Beard. Mm-hmm. Daddy and then Mommy, and they had a little child and everything, and she wanted to kill Mommy. And remember that whole story? Spoilers. There's a movie called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Employment lawyer time. Yeah, I do. Dad is an employer. He is taking his shirt off and talking about the appearance of his employee. In 2021, if you have hired employees at home, you leave your shirt on in their presence. Sorry. I think I'm getting a little mixed up about my own fantasy. Because, yeah, I think maybe, you know, this is very nuanced. I thought you would all be on my side. Please don't hate me because I don't agree with you. But I think that babysitter is doing something wrong. So the dad is supposed to, he's not naked. He hasn't touched her. Oh, this is a very mixed bag, isn't it? I do see your points, but I think, what do you think should happen here? We've got two options. We're giving advice to the babysitter, not to the dad, are we? So I think the babysitter should quit. Do you think that's a wrong idea? Do you think that the babysitter should remove themselves from this? Now, the babysitter hasn't said if they're female or male. But what they have said is that the family has been great to them. That they're intelligent, kind. Dad should be fully dressed. Yeah, I am getting my fantasy world a little mixed up, I think, in this. Because I don't mind that Dad is not fully dressed in this scenario. And I think it comes from, like, I was on swim team. I played sports. We had our shirts off. The coach would take their shirt off sometimes. Give you a massage in the back room. No. Oh, fantasies again. I think, honey, that I know that you've got a really good deal going on here at the house. But I think that you need to remove yourself because you are very thirsty. And I don't think that the husband has the beverage of your choice. No. I think you need to remove yourself from this situation. You're right. But what do you think should happen? What advice? Do you think that the babysitter could possibly talk to the family and say that she feels uncomfortable? Is that the right thing to do? Is that what should happen? Because I have a feeling that if something like that were to happen, that she would just be let go. You're right, mister. Despite TV and movies, it's not sexy to be put in a compromising position in your place of employment. Okay, so what is the advice that we're giving this person? The person is either asked, should I quit my job or do I tell my boss how I feel? It's harder and harder to control my urges and I feel like I'm going to explode. Okay, so this is going to be one of those instances where I'm not quite sure if I can give my own advice. Because I don't want to say something wrong. The majority of you are saying that that she has a sit down with her employer and lets them know how uncomfortable that they are. And that it would be best if he kept his shirt on at home. Gosh. All right. You know, my husband and I have this rule about parenting that if we have opposing ideas of what to do in a parenting situation, that the person who has the most conservative response is the winner with the decision, especially if we disagree. And let me just turn this really quick. Especially if we disagree. And I will have to put myself in that position and say, I don't agree with you. I don't think that the dad's doing anything wrong. But I don't think the dad has done anything wrong. But if you all think that he's done something wrong, then I don't think what you're suggesting is going to work out. I don't. I don't think that a sit-down conversation is going to work. I think that's going to scare the employer, and the employer... Oh, you guys, this has never happened before on Dear Ginger Lad. This is a sticky situation. This has not happened before on Dear Ginger Lad, where I keep on going back and forth. Okay, I'm going to give you my advice, and then I'm going to give you the majority advice. My advice, honey, is quit. If you said it yourself, it's getting harder and harder to control my urges. We don't know if this person's 16 or 32. Babysitter. We don't know what's happening here. But if you are a minor, get out of that situation and get out of that house. If you're a minor, I would suggest you tell your parents, of course. Do not keep this a secret. Perhaps your parents can facilitate a conversation with your employer. If you're an adult, I suggest that you find another babysitting gig where you're not as thirsty or hungry as I am. How's that? How's that? Ooh, you know, that made me sweat. I actually started to sweat on that question just a little bit. Ooh. Oh my goodness. We have had a night of it, haven't we? I'm going to tell you what, when you start asking questions from Facebook groups, you get some interesting questions here. I see that we have a question that has come in live, and I'm going to answer that question. It's not an advice question. Someone's asking me if my headache is gone. No. I have wrapped my head in too much duct tape, and it is really, really hurting me. And during the break in between shows, I will be taking that off and putting something else on, because it is just absolutely killing me. It's actually really, really hurting. All right, we have time for one more question. If you've got a question here for Dear Ginger Lad that you would like... You guys, I'm so sorry about that sun. Let me just block the mirror. There we go. If you've got a question for me, I'm happy to answer it for you. Otherwise, I'm going to dive into one of these Facebook questions that are full of juice. All right? You want to get a little bit more on you? It's going to splash. All right. All right. We've got a question here. I think that we can all... I would really love it for you to pitch in. I'd really love for you to pitch in on this question, because this is another question where I'm a little uncertain of how to answer. Oh, very nice. All right. Let's read this last question, and I have an announcement for you. All right. Dear Ginger Lad, I'm not sure what to do. My husband and I have a strong relationship. It is really based on honesty and love. But my husband seems to have an obsession following and commenting on attractive men's Instagram accounts. When I checked out who he was following on Instagram, a third of the accounts were of half-naked guys with bulges. This makes me feel very insecure in our relationship. It also makes me feel less of my appearance. He often leaves comments on their posts saying how attractive they are. I'm not sure I can bite my tongue anymore. This is killing me. What should I do or say that won't make me look completely stupid? Now, I need some real answers here. We're not going to cancel the cell phone plan here. All right, so the question is, they've got a great relationship, but the husband is commenting on... Oh, that is wonderful, Betty. Okay, so the husband is looking at all these fit models on Instagram, all these bulges, all of these beautiful naked men, and it's making the other person feel insecure. Someone has written here, Betty has written, that it doesn't matter where you get your appetite as long as you're home for dinner. Yes, but what about the feelings of the other person? I think if your partner is hurting and you are the cause, you change the behavior, even if it's not fair. That's the whole definition of love. And someone else has written, open and honest communication. I could speak on this a little personally. All right. You may not imagine this, but I probably maybe have said it before. Those of you who are attracted to follow me on Instagram are not the same people who follow my husband. Yes, we do have a shared amount of people who follow both accounts, but you'd be surprised. Only 900 or so people that follow me follow Mr. And conversely, even less of his followers follow me back. And I can't speak for the reasons. I can only guess. They don't want to follow a drag queen. They only are interested in following a cute man like my husband. They don't want to see a guy wearing a dress, whatever it is. And has it bothered me in the past? Yeah, it has bothered me in the past. But let's just say this for what it is. Instagram and those pictures and everything, that's not real life, is it? It's not. It's not the person who is committed to you. You're saying that you have a relationship based on honesty and love. So there's part of this where I would really delve into yourself and ask yourself why you feel so insecure about people that your husband will never meet. You didn't say within this that they are meeting in person or that they're talking to each other. You said this, that your husband is complimenting their physique. I could see how that would bother you, honey, but like Betty White Castle did say, it doesn't really matter where your husband is getting his appetite as long as he's home for supper. I can't say anything better than that. Betty, you win the day. That is the answer to that question. All right. Well, I would just like to remind you that at 7:30 tonight, Eastern Standard Time, we've got an amazing show. It's called Rendezvous. Rendezvous with the Mr. Lad and Ginger Lad. Yes, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's an intimate lounge show where we talk about our relationship, our modern family, and tonight, our special guest, our son Wesley, will join us for a Q&A session this evening. Remember, you can always support Dear Ginger Lad on Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and Patreon. I'd like to thank the people that have contributed here within this last week, including Miss Candy Shell. Honey, I just want to say thank you to you and your husband, JoJo, for letting us join on your inaugural show on Instagram Live, on Venmo, Jessica Cassidy, and Betty Whitecastle. Sweetheart, we appreciate you. We had no people contributing to Cash App or PayPal, but on Patreon, we had Hank and Keese. And then we also like to thank Jim Silvestri from Thodicy, here in New York City, the definitive guide of all things that is drag. Thank you so much to those people who subscribed this week to Dear Ginger Lad, the podcast, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, and more. And of course, for those of you who subscribed to youtube.com/ Ginger Lad. Oh, I already miss you, but if you want, you can join me in 30 minutes here on Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. That's right. And until next week, remember this, my loves. I am sending you so much love from your Dear Ginger Lad. Ooh, I can't wait to see you again. Good night. This has been Dear Ginger Lad, virtual advice on virtually everything. If you have a question for a future show, follow and DM Ginger Lad on Instagram at the Ginger Ladd, LADD. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a single episode. Sending you love from your dear Ginger Ladd.